With President Bush's ultimatum last night, the clock is ticking toward war with Iraq. In a moment, we'll hear reaction from Baghdad and from an army camp in Kuwait. But we begin in Martinsburg, West Virginia. Our colleague Melissa Block went to Martinsburg today to talk to people there about the president's speech and about war.
Martinsburg, population 15,000, is in the easternmost part of the state, the handle that hooks down between Maryland and Virginia. This morning, we sat down with people getting breakfast at the Blue White Grill.
My name is Abe Lincoln DeBacco.
86-year-old Abe Lincoln DeBacco wears his name with pride, the same pride with which he wears the cap that honors his years of naval service on the USS George Clymer in World War II.
What can I say when you say about war? War is hell. There's nothing more dreadful than to see a body come back in a body bag. And I saw a lot of that during World War II.
Do you think it's the right decision that President Bush is making?
He's our president. What can I say? I hope the Lord gives him the guidance to see us through this conflict. And it's in sorrow that I see that we can't have peace.
Wallace Bradley served in the Air National Guard in the 1960s. He says President Bush said all the right things last night.
Because the threat is a continuous thing to us and to the world. I think we're dealing with a madman that just don't have no conscience of about humanity.
Does it concern you at all when you think about where this might lead if we're going to war against Saddam Hussein?
Well, I think it could lead to a worldwide war.
But you still think it's the right thing to do?
Yes, I do. You got to start someplace to eliminate these kind of people like Hitler and so forth that want to be in total control of things, and it ain't going to happen.
Keep watching what you do. I got you.
Carola Stevens brought her granddaughter Aaliyah to the Berkeley County War Memorial Park this morning.
All right now. Yeah.
The talk of war has Ms. Stevens worried about terrorism and thinking about the soldiers overseas.
This gentleman that we know flies Black Hawk helicopters. So it's on our mind today a lot because he'll be right there on the front line action.
No kidding. There was a Black Hawk that crashed over there not too long ago.
Yes, and he knew. He had done laundry with the guy who was piloting that helicopter the day before.
No kidding.
So, you know, it's when you hear his mother talk about, you know, the sandstorms and, you know, what's going on there, you know, it does touch us.
So this is a very real thing.
Yes. Somebody's son has to be over there. Even though it's not my own, I feel for those mothers whose sons are over there.
Heidi Arneo, a lawyer and mother of a 2-year-old boy, was the only person we talked with unequivocally opposed to war.
I saw this really poignant slideshow just showing all these Iraqi people, and it was very real to me at that moment that they're people just like us, and they're at grave risk right now.
Do you have concerns, though, about how Saddam Hussein has in the past treated his own people?
Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, I think, you know, he's a terrible dictator.
But that's not enough to justify?
No.
What would have been a solution, though, do you think?
Keep the inspectors, let the process. They were making progress. Keep at it. Hang in there. There's no turning back now.
West Virginia has paid a heavy price in America's wars. It had the highest casualty rate of any state in both Korea and Vietnam. A plaque in this park lists the war dead from Berkeley County, starting with Thomas Adams, killed in World War I, and ending with Marion E. Keyes, killed in 1983 in the Marine Corps barracks bombing in Beirut. There are 193 names in between.
Our colleague, Melissa Block, who spent the day talking to people in Martinsburg, West Virginia.